brothers and sisters, each first day of the week, we all gather together in our respective ecclesias to remember the sacrifice of our Lord and Master. And at this point in time, it's important that we are reminded of the great hope that we have and the means which has made that hope possible, the sacrifice of the Son of God, Jesus the Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we have recorded for us how the memorial service is to be remembered. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 in verse 23, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord." It's very important that Paul writes in these verses that when we do these things, we do them in remembrance of him, and we do show forth the Lord's death. And that is clearly the focal point of this service. The King James Version writes that we partake of the bread and the wine in remembrance of him. Some translators have rendered this as, "Do this as my memorial." My memorial. And a memorial is very important in the Scriptures. There are not many things that are listed in the Scriptures as being a memorial. A memorial is more than just thinking upon something and remembering. It's a special remembrance. There are a lot of things that we can remember in our lives. But this is something special that we remember and make note of. It is one of the Lord's memorials, and perhaps the most important of his memorials. In this memorial service, we partake of the bread. The bread represents his body. It represents to us his life dedicated to his Father. It represents unto us his sinless life. It shows unto us that he lived a life which overcame the flesh. When we partake of the bread, we digest it and it becomes a part of us. And this should serve as a reminder to us that as our Lord overcame the flesh, as we take it and digest it, we're reminded of our obligations to be like him, to follow his example and overcome the flesh as well. It's a reminder of our commitment to deny the instincts of the flesh as he did perfectly. The text in the King James Version says, "They break it." Very often we recognize that it should be better translated as, "This is my body which is given for you," not "that is broken." Verse 24 said, "They gave thanks and break it. Take, eat, this is my body," and we would say, suggest should be rendered, "which is given for you." Now, though his body was not broken, it is very appropriate that when we take upon the bread, partake of the bread, that it is broken before us. And in the use of unleavened bread, particularly, the example is really brought forth before us what really happened in the crucifixion. We reach to the plate, we take a piece of that bread, and we break it. It's a violent action. You know, we are breaking that bread. And it reminds us of the violent death of our Lord. It reminds us of the pain and suffering he endured It reminds us that what Isaiah says in chapter 53 is true, that he saw the travail of his soul and was satisfied. And it should impress upon us how thankful we should be that he was willing to endure such suffering and such violence that we might have hope of eternal life. We next partake of the wine, which is a symbol of his life poured out. We're reminded what Leviticus says in chapter 17 and verse 11, that the life of the flesh is in the blood. We're reminded that this wine helps us to see the symbolization of the covenant victim, because no covenant sacrifice was acceptable without the shedding of blood. And this wine is a symbol of that shed blood. Wine is made when the grape is trodden underfoot. This wine reminds us then that our Lord and Master was trodden underfoot by those who placed him upon the crucifixion stake. He was trodden underfoot, and willingly he did allow that to happen. It's a reminder to us of the covenant that we have made with Yahweh through that sacrifice when we partake of the wine. You know, the wine is something that has been changed. It is made through the fermentation process. It was taken from one thing and made into another, and then it develops properties within it that are not corrupting. So it also reminds us of our great hope, does it not, brethren? We partake of that bread, we partake of that wine, and we look forward to that day when we will be changed and become incorruptible. Paul also writes that as often as you do this, you do show the Lord's death. It's a very important statement. And I think it should really hit home to us when we really consider the difference between what happens now and what took place 2,000 years ago on Golgotha. We partake of the bread and the wine. We remember the Lord's death. We do show it. We take joy in it. But was that happening at the foot of the crucifixion stake 2,000 years ago? Were there tears of joy? Were there mourners that looked up at the cross, gazing in wondrous love and admiration that this was being done for our benefit? What we do now, brethren, is show forth his death in a way that was not done 2,000 years ago. We give that appreciation that he did not receive then. And isn't that important that our Master knows that we show forth that appreciation? And how gratifying it must be to him that what he endured on the crucifixion stake, that each Sunday we gather together to remember, and we show forth his death. We give it the honor and reverence that it is due, that it did not receive then upon the Mount of Golgotha. Lastly, the Apostle says that we are to partake of this bread and wine in a manner that is worthy. It's very important that we understand that correctly. It could be better rendered as we must partake with discernment. Brethren, if we were to simply take the English translation there and realize that we must partake of the bread and wine and be completely worthy, none of us would take of the plate when it comes before us. Because how many of us would feel worthy? But we do partake of this bread and wine with discernment. We understand what it is about and its importance to our lives. With that said, let's now stand forth and offer prayer for the bread. Brother Tom Asbill, will you return thanks for the bread?